Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Time to Thrive podcast. We have been busy.
Busy.
We have been jet setting down to Las Vegas for our global training conference with the company that we are with. But we are back in Vancouver, back somewhat to routine. And it always feels good to go away, but it always feels really freaking good to get home.
Well, on the weekend before that, we were up in Kelowna. Like, we were home for 4 days after Kelowna before we went to Vegas. Three days.
Oh, so, little life update for you guys before we dive into this really like business focused podcast and opportunity focused podcast with some really big heavy hitters. We were down, so once a year, the company that we partnered with does a global training conference, which is amazing.
And this is where everyone in the company, whether they're in Canada, the US, or they're in Australia or the United Kingdom, like, they come to this conference once a year. And it is meant to just fill your cup so full with high level trainings, unreal product drops, really being able to bond and connect with your team, like, of people that you've been connecting with on Zoom and growing a business with, but now you get to see them in person.
One of the coolest things too is last year, so the first year that we went, we had one other team member with us. The second year, I think we had about
10 or 11.
No, I think there was like, yeah, maybe 10 of us.
10.
9 to 10 of us.
Yeah.
This year we had like 20, and it was so cool just to see that growth. We had people that were tuning in virtually. So just from like a business perspective, that always, you know, you want to track your analytics, and it feels really good. And it was so cool to just hear everyone's takeaways. So we might do a little, you know, podcast about that. But for the time being, we really wanted to dive into a question, because if you are on social media, if you follow, you know, the network marketing profession at all,
or if you just follow social media and you see people talking about making money online,
yeah, right?
Like, it doesn't even have to be just in network marketing, but it can be in the online space, in different aspects. There are so many different aspects, but what we wanted to get into was like really asking you and asking yourself this question of, before you start anything, these are the things that you have to consider. Because without considering these things and looking at the grand perspective of it, you can't make an informed decision of which path you actually want to go. There could be that shiny penny. There could be that thing in front of you that's like, oh, wow, this is really cool. But what is it that's behind the curtains making it tick?
And I think that this is a podcast that's really inspired because we've now been in this industry for just over three and a half years. Which isn't a really long time. Like, network marketing has been around. Our company alone has been around for 45 years. So we'll get to that. Like, there's that stability in it. But we've also experienced people that just, like, don't ask the questions. That don't actually, like, before you start a business, you guys, I want you to take that decision. Seriously. I don't want you to overthink it and, like, put yourself into decision paralysis, because that also isn't good. But I also want you to take it seriously of, like, okay, I am potentially making a multi-six-figure decision right now. Which company do I want to align with? What kind of products do I want to align with? Who do I want to align with leadership-wise? Do they offer value, support, system, training, tools, like all the things? Like, we always say buying products from somebody is a lot different than starting a business with somebody. And it's something that you should really take seriously. Right?
Yeah. Because, like, when you first begin your quest for trying to make some more money online, you're looking at, like, the little things. You don't have that vision. You don't have that understanding yet. But it's not until later on, like, in your venture that you're going to be realizing, wow, I made a bit of an error here. I really should have looked at all of the different options and made my decision based on, like, what I'm looking at. Not so much what is right in front of me, but what is going to suit me and serve me 2, 3, 4, 10 years from now. The difference is like making $10 is a lot different than making $100,000.
And there's sometimes little nuances between businesses or companies or NDAs or whatever, where it's like you have to somewhat consider these things before you jump in, because sometimes, you know, it's a long process to switch things up in the meantime. So 100%. Let's just dive into, there's really four kind of five questions that we would suggest having be like kind of nitty gritty questions that you ask yourself.
Obviously, and these are ones that I want you to write down because of the fact that you're not going to remember.
Yeah.
But these are the things that you need to write down and then actually think about it before you make your decision.
Totally. So we're not really going to dive into like the mindset side of starting an online business. Like that is a whole podcast in its own of if you should start or not and like what your why is and how you want to change your life. We probably have one in our repertoire. You can go listen to it. These are more like company specific questions, opportunity specific questions for being able to make money. Okay. Jared, take it away.
So number one, are the products consumable? And like, what is the reorder rate? For the sake of this conversation, like we're going to be talking about products because it's just easier to kind of fathom. When we look at different companies and you look at different products, you have to start thinking about what you use. Are they consumable? Are they regularly reordered? Are they something that they're going to be used once a month, once a day, once a year? What is it that you're going to be doing to have to find those customers to be able to achieve that goal? If you're using something that is, we're going to use something like hair care, for instance, okay? Hair care is used a lot less because you're only buying a new bottle of shampoo, what, every 6 months, Jord?
Yeah, maybe like 4 to 6
months. Every 6 months. But then you look at something like a protein powder. I'm using that, I'm going to speak by myself, I'm using that every single day. So my reorder rate for protein powder is a lot quicker and it's a lot more consumable than for me going and getting shampoo.
Totally. And this is a question that you should just be asking yourself. You know, for myself personally, I can think of, you know, essential oils, okay? There's a lot of online companies of essential oils. What is my reorder rate for that? Now, I'm not going to bash other companies and say that you shouldn't start a business with essential oils. If that is what you're passionate about and you absolutely love it and it lights you up, like, hell, there are people out there that are making crazy amounts of money with servicing people with essential oils because they are huge.
1,000%.
However, for yourself, think of how do you want your business to look? What do you want your reorder rate to look like? For common goods, it is a lot easier to have a customer reorder products than to always have to go find new customers. And I think that's what it comes down to is, do you want a business model? And think of like a service, okay? Personal trainers, okay? Personal trainers, you get a client, they typically stay on with you for at least 3 to 10 to 12 months because results don't come overnight. Yeah. If you are doing a service of, I'll use a Colonic, okay? We just went for hydrotherapy Colonics. That's another podcast for another time. That is a service that you are really only doing maybe once ever, maybe 3 times a year max. So that is not as highly purchased or used as a personal trainer might be in terms of reorders, re-signups, residual income that's coming in. You can think about that from both a service and a product perspective.
Totally. And I look at what you were talking about with like essential oils, for instance. That isn't something that lights me up, right? So for me, I'm looking at, does it light me up? No. Is it a consumable product? No. So for me, it wouldn't work. For somebody else, they might say, you know what? I really, really love being able to educate and talk to people and teach people about essential oils. So that's going to be a completely different topic where they are super, super passionate, but they might have to realize that it's going to be a little bit harder for education, but also for consumability.
For sure. And this really actually leads well into the second question that I would ask. So the first one is, are they consumable? Having consumable products is key in my mind. Two is, are the products familiar to people?
Okay. Huge, 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 huge.
So in the company that we're aligned with, all of the products, the company is based around being able to really like switch and ditch your entire house. I like to think of it as just a redirection of spending.
100%.
There are 450 products on our website. I would say the average household has 400 and maybe 30 of them. So people are already purchasing these products. People are already spending money on these products. All I'm doing is giving them a better option for a better price with better quality.
And better service.
And better service. It's not rocket science. I'm not teaching them a whole new way of living. I'm not totally switching the narrative in their household.
Well, I look at it too, right? And like I was saying before, it's like after the gym, I go and I make a protein shake. I've been doing that since I was like 12 years old. It's second nature to me. But at the end of the day, you don't need to teach me how to use my protein powder, right? You don't need to teach me how to mix up a greens powder. But you would need to teach me if I had a knee problem and you were telling me that XYZ is used and you have to rub it on there in a certain way and do all this education behind it to be able to fix a knee pain, right? So there is that massive amount where it's like, are people familiar with the products? Is the thing that you are doing or selling familiar to people? We go back to the colonic like explanation here, and it's like, I had no idea what it was, nor would I ever have any idea what it was if it wasn't because of you telling me what it was. But it's one of those things where I had to get so educated on it to just go once, and it was like $100.
And it's very similar too with, you know, think of a gym membership or something like that. Like if that was your business, let's even go back to personal training. A personal trainer is going to have way more success if their target audience is people that already train because they're familiar with it. It's already in their repertoire. They've already spent money and time at the gym. Instead of trying to market to people who might be a quote unquote easier market for people that have never been to the gym before, however, they're not familiar with it. They're not going to upkeep it. It's going to be unfamiliar to them. They might sign up, but they're not actually going to reorder or re-sign up because it's just totally out of their routine, right? So starting to think about these things and looking at opportunities is like, okay, are the products consumable? Are they familiar to my target audience? Am I going to have to spend a whole ton of time educating people on them? Or is more of my time going to be networking and enjoying? Like, in my opinion, if I could pivot my time from having to overly educate people about products to just being able to network and talk to more people and get in more conversations, that's awesome from a business perspective.
And it lets up so much time where you can serve other people in such a way that you are giving them so much more value because you aren't spending all of your time trying to reinvent the wheel for them. You aren't speaking a different language and trying to sell them a product or a service that they have no, number one, they never really knew they had a need for, but it's that they didn't have any idea how to use it, right? If you are going back to the basics, you can just educate very simply a product and be able to have them kind of plug and play it by replacing something that's already in their home.
And I think one of the biggest like successes of this is reorders. Like when a client says, I am out of this product, holy crap, how many times do you have, you know, I think we all, especially us ladies, we have a skincare graveyard where we've gone out, we've bought all this skincare, we've used half a bottle, and then we're on to the next line, right? Ladies and gentlemen are the same with like supplements and vitamins and whatever.
We used to have so many different just half-used proteins. And just terrible pre-workouts and
BCAAs.
Oh my gosh. All this kind of stuff.
Like, bad. And it just sits there and you feel crappy looking at it every single day because you're like, wow, I spent my hard-earned money on those products and now they're just sitting there. Like, I feel the most success when my clients message me and they're like, holy crap, I just went through a bag of protein in 30 days.
Yeah.
Like, I just finished my whatever. Like, I need to replenish this product because I'm out of it. To me, that's like, wow, they loved it. They were using it. They had great success with it. So that's something to think about when you're starting your own journey of, is this company aligned so that I'm going to be having those results for my clients, right? It's not just about you. It's mainly about them. Okay, mamas, this one is for you because I know that there are a ton of you listening in. And I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out, throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you to have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
Yeah.
Right?
And it also goes into the next one perfectly, because you have to start thinking about the versatility for ordering. Like we were talking about, if you can switch and ditch the items that are already in your house instead of adding more things to your house, you're ahead. You're ahead of the game because you have consumable products and you just have the fact of being able to be that person that's not making the grand kind of change in their life. You're just switching things out. Is there only four or five products that this business is offering? We can use a clothing company, for example. How often is it that you buy a specific kind of clothing, whether it be workout clothing or some sort of other clothing, or a jewelry company? When was the last time that you bought jewelry, right? You just don't buy it often. So you are consistently having to go out and you're in a niche where you're trying to figure out, like, who is my purchaser? And you're consistently playing this game of trying to find new people instead of being able to nurture and support the people that you have right now.
Or just having, you know, something for everyone.
Yes.
Like, not everyone is going to have the same goals. Not everyone is going to have the same, you know, interests. We are in a very heavily like nutrition and skincare based company. That's fantastic. If somebody is not interested in nutrition products, no problem. There's like 300 products that aren't nutrition based. So we can find and fill a need for them in that manner. So thinking about those things and thinking about, okay, these are the products that I love or the services that I love. But is there stuff for other people that's actually going to help them too, right? Agreed. Or am I just niching myself into one market that's actually going to be really hard to expand, network through, build your business, and really get into those nooks and crannies of other people's lives and helping them and like servicing them and actually really being able to fill their need, right?
And that's a huge thing, right? Is handcuffing yourself. I don't ever want to feel like I'm being handcuffed in my business.
And I think it, when you are, it comes across, like, I think one of the biggest hesitations that we get from people when they want to start an online business is they say, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be salesy. Well, when you only have a couple products and you're trying to force that product on somebody and like force a need for them, you're like, no, yeah. But you need this. You need this. You need this. That's when it is pushy.
Instead of serving an actual need that they have. We use different areas such as like surveys where we're figuring out what the actual need of the client is. And guess what? No two people are the same. You might need something for your gut health while I might need something for my eczema.
Yeah.
Right? And it's going to be completely different and it's going to be completely targeted based on the person's needs. Instead of if I was selling jewelry and I was trying to get you to buy a pearl necklace, I could never see you in a pearl necklace. Holy.
I have one for my grandmother.
That would be cute.
So cute.
But it's like, you don't need a pearl necklace. But guess what? That's the product that I'm selling. So I'm going to try my hardest to sell it to you. And that just feels icky.
Totally. And I think that's, you know, like I said, it's one of the biggest hesitations that people have. And having versatility and having products that are consumable and familiar just helps so much with abolishing that hesitation. So the last kind of question that I would ask yourself before jumping into a business is, is there stability in the company? And is there the support that you are needing to hit your goals? And I would even amp that up to say to hit your goals for the next couple months, but also in the next couple years.
Yeah, not the flash in the pan.
Your goals when you start your business are probably going to be quite small.
Yeah.
I would say 90% of people that start in the business model that we are in want to make a couple extra $100. You know, that's all.
When I first started this business, I wanted to make enough money to fill my gas tank to go to my job.
And
that was my goal.
That's great. Like, that's fantastic. And if that's all it ever is for you,
great.
Amazing. Like, that's money you never would have had before.
Yep.
However, if that grows to 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 plus, do you still have support? Do you still have that stability? Do you still have that mentorship? Do you still have a company behind you that is going to back that and keep going? Are they still going to be there? Right? So
exactly. And like for us, like I felt very, very good being able to jump in like when we did, when the company was 42 years old and being like, yeah, you know what? They have gone through trials and tribulations. Like even in the last, what is that? 16 years, there's been the 2008 financial crisis. There's been the 2012 market crash. There's been the issues that were going on in 2014, 2018. They went through 2020, which was absolute chaos. And now you're going through a massive time in inflation in the market. And realistically, I am 100% certain that we are on a path to success and growth with the stability behind us.
And a couple things within that that I would really question is the customer service.
Yes.
The shipping.
Yes.
The return policies.
Big.
And making sure that you are not really responsible. You can serve people in that and direct them in the right way. But like inventory holding, all that kind of stuff, like make sure that you're not responsible for that, you guys. It's 2024.
You're not a warehouse. There are warehouses out there and that's what the company is for.
Yeah. So, you know, looking at that from a macro perspective and then diving into kind of those little niche areas, making sure that you have that stability, that you have that support. You guys ask the questions, make sure that you're not just, you know, starting a business with Bobby Sue, who you've never even talked to before in your life. Like,
and that's a big thing to talk about here. And like, this is the last thing that we're going to talk about. And it's something that I really, really, really want you to think about. We kind of touched on the beginning, but buying products from someone is completely different than starting a multiple six-figure business with someone. If that is your goal. That's our goal. Our goal is to make money. Our goal is to serve a lot of people. Our goal is to build massive teams and organizations.
And our goal is to help a lot of freaking people make money too.
And if your goal is to make $30 a month, $40 a month, whatever it is, great. By all means, go hang out and be with Bobby Sue. Okay. But if your goal is to really grow and be like, yeah, you know what? I could see myself making some money, making myself in a big business. You have to start asking yourself the questions of, am I starting for the right reason, but am I partnering with the right person?
So wherever you are in your journey, whether you are contemplating this or whatnot, ask that person questions, okay? Don't be afraid to ask questions and don't be afraid to get into the nitty-gritty. Anyone who has an opportunity sitting there waiting for you wants to answer those questions. If they are a good leader, their doors are open, their ears are open, they are ready to converse, they are ready to dive in. We love nothing more than when people come to the table and have a list of questions. It is my favorite.
Huge.
Like,
I love it.
I love it because I'm like, that person cares. That person has a vision. That person wants to change their life. That person gives a crap about what's going on, what's in it for them, what support they have. And they see how monumental this decision could be. So we just really wanted to dive into this. I made a reel about it this past week. I was just super inspired after our conference. And I just felt like it needed some expansion. And I think we delivered that.
And if you've gotten this far in the podcast and you have questions about what we do, message us on Instagram. Go into the bottom of the show notes and hit up the Calendly that's in there. Book a call. Message me. We don't bite. And you can just ask questions about what it is that we do, how it is that it can enter into your life and really be a thing that fits into the aspects of your life, not changing your life, but being an addition to. Share this podcast on social media, and we cannot wait to see you guys next week.
Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.